Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, it seemed like yesterday I had a lot of conversations with generalists and technicians saying that, look, there's a bit of fear, a bit of weakness that has crept into these US markets. Everybody seemed to be waiting for this, but is this going to be the start of a big correction? Is this potentially the start of a bear market? Seems all very early on to make that call. But what we can say, even going back a couple weeks, is we have seen a general shift in sentiment a bit more towards some of the safer assets or defensive assets. This could all be very natural within this market that, quite frankly, risk on was running and defensive safe assets were being ignored. Maybe now we're seeing that rotation back into them. What's your assessment of this environment?
Yeah, I think they're correct. I mean, we're seeing definitely a momentum pickup in the defensive sectors. There's no doubt the stock market now and what was similar back last year in August, September, and also back in January, February of 2020, both of these conditions actually are almost identical in terms of the stock market had a pretty strong run. And then we started to see bonds move to the upside. Utilities outperformed the stock market and posted huge gains. Gold was performing well. And that's exactly what's happening right now. I was talking with subscribers this morning saying, listen, we're probably going to get a big red bar this week or potentially a couple. I'm looking for a 3-4% correction in the S&P 500 in the next week or so. Don't be alarmed if it happens. We're probably going to see panic selling. You might get fearful, but just know this is at this point, all this is an overbought market, profit taking, a little wave of fear, and it'll be cleansed to go higher again. So hopefully that's what we see. That's what we're starting to see. Now the big question is, are we going to see real panic selling where people liquidate everything, including the defensive stocks and assets like gold? But at this point, this is just a normal market pullback. And I think there's still more to go before it finds a bottom here.
Okay, so very well could be just another buy the dip opportunity in a natural, normal correction in a market that just continues to run higher. Does it worry you at all that this move or this rotation has started really on the back of the lack of any sort of news? Nothing too much has seemed to change, especially in the U.S. from what I'm seeing. So maybe it does just kind of lead to what you're saying, more of just a technical correction?
Yeah, the market is being a little bit of a, it's being really tough to trade here. When you go and you look at all the different sectors, they're really chopping around. Like there really aren't too many clear leaders that are just ripping to the upside. I mean, everything's been either grinding higher very slowly, but most sectors are trading still lower over the last month or two or taking, you know, pretty big losses. So we're seeing some really weird, funky rotation. Yesterday we saw a wave in the morning of heavy selling, or really much all day heavy selling in the energy sector, oil, energy, and things like that. And in the morning, then we also saw huge money at the same time pouring into what were the leaders last year, like all the technology, TAN, you know, solar, like the clean energy ETFs and all the technology. They were actually up really strong in the morning. So there was a big bout of selling in energy, a wave of buying in tech. And then later in the day, it just kind of fizzled out and everything kind of went, you know, still stayed negative for the rest of the session. So the market doesn't know where it really wants to go. There isn't a clear way to spot to dump your money in. There's other than the defensive sectors are doing well, like utilities and gold's firming up and miners are doing well. Even real estate is doing well. I mean, people, when they get a little nervous, they like to go into these defensive plays and that's what's holding up the best at this point.
Are there any certain sectors or markets or even individual stocks that you're watching as a barometer to judge just how deep this correction might go, if this change in sentiment is really taking hold here? Anything in particular that you're watching?
Well, it's tough to gauge how far a market correction will be. And I mean that's where money and risk management comes into play. I mean, we're expecting a 3% pullback. That's what we were expecting more or less in 2020 when we started to see that first sell-off in late February. We were expecting just a little pullback and then it was going to go higher. Well, I mean, we saw like a 35% stock market correction. You never know when those are going to happen. And that's why you need to have, stop losses in order. You got rules with your trades. So if the bottom just keeps falling, like you see price drop, there's a point where you need to get out. At this point, I mean, all the signs are there that we're going to have probably a 1 or plus month correction in the stock market where maybe it just trades sideways for a while and consolidates. When we see the amount of momentum we're seeing right now pick up speed into these defensive sectors, that's a sign that I think it's going to take a while for the general stock market to continue to go higher. Now, in this situation, this is when gold miners should actually start to shine, and they are shining. They're actually starting to pick up speed. They're performing well. They're starting to outperform the stock market here, and this is, prime time for them to take leadership. So that is going to probably be the hot pocket going forward here the next month or two.
Now, the gold miners, they already started bouncing back even before gold, right? So that is an encouraging move. Let's look at something like GDX then. Are there any levels in particular that you are watching that you think need to be noted now that GDX has, at least for now, broken out of this pretty long-term downtrend that it was in, really for over 7 months?
Yeah, GDX has had a nice run. I mean, it's kind of running right now on kind of borrowed money. It's in terms of it had a nice low back in March, had a strong rally in mid-March, and then pulled back just at the end of March. And of course, the 100% Fibonacci measured move based on the momentum was around 35.50, and right now we're at 36.24. So it's had a strong run. And I think it's kind of primed and ready for a little bit of a pause or pullback. But again, this has been a big multi-month pullback in gold miners. And if this is the trend change, it looks to be taking place here, then we might see it actually surge up to somewhere around $38, maybe $39 a share, and then have some pause or pullback. So I think we are seeing a shift here. And you definitely don't want to be shorting this sector. I know a lot of people are actually still trying to are thinking to short here, while the other half is like super bullish. I'm kind of in no man's land. I'm kind of waiting for the first real kind of pause or pullback in gold miners before I'll be interested in potentially jumping in and getting in here. So, that 38.39 is going to be a key resistance. If it spikes up to that level over the next week or so, it's probably going to have a very sharp pullback in consolidation. And that's going to be a point where I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the next much more significant run higher, which will be up around the 42 level after that.
Yeah, Chris, you're not alone in terms of if you're a gold bug, well, then you're saying you need to be buying now. If you're one of the perma bears and you're saying, this is nothing more than a dead cat bounce. But I'm hearing from a lot of generalists that, look, this bounce is encouraging, but there still needs to be a little bit more work done on the upside for some of these generalists to get back into the sector. But it is encouraging, at least for those that are married to the gold sector. What would invalidate that kind of move, though? Is it simply just a move back down to test some of those recent lows in March, right around that 30 to 31 level?
Yeah, I think if GDX was to sell back down to, potentially 32, that would kind of negate that this recent rally that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. It would kind of neutralize it and say, hey, okay, it's maybe coming down for maybe a little deeper of a double bottom to that 31. Either way, it's forming potentially a W shape or a larger term bottoming formation. And so it'll be building a base. I am expecting it to pull back and trade sideways here to some extent and build a launch pad, a platform, before it goes a whole lot higher. And it's that platform, that launch pad, when it's broken to the upside, that's when, I think we're going to see a very big move in the sector and for a lot of gold and silver stocks to really start to take off to the upside.
Okay, so let's just summarize here then. A bit of a rotation trade back into some of these defensive sectors. But in all fairness, these defensive sectors have been under pressure for at least 6 months, some even longer than that. If this rotation continues, could the defensive sector, the safer assets, could they be on a multi-month run?
They could be. I mean, they already have been. You look at miners, it's been rallying for a month and a half. Utilities have been rallying for a month and a half or more, and bonds are just starting a base. I think we could see a multi-month run here. I'd like to see a pause or pullback simply because I like to see an opportunity. I don't like to buy something when it's just had a huge run and it's at resistance and it's overbought. It's not kind of the prime time to buy it. I like to wait for some type of pause or pullback. But I think we're going to see these continue to hold value fairly well because fear is starting to rise. And all the defensive sectors are moving up together. So this is a sign to me that big money is kind of rotating out of the stock market. And big money usually just doesn't stop right away. It usually takes several weeks to pick up momentum to do something, which is what it's doing. It's been moving into utilities, in miners, metals, things like that. And usually it doesn't just come to a grinding halt. So I think that money is going to keep flowing into these sectors. And that's what's going to create a bit of a sideways launch pad. I think there's going to be some selling pressure, but the big guys are going to continue to be accumulating and moving in here to protect their money. And that's going to build a kind of a sideways pattern here before it breaks out.
Okay. Hey, Chris, good comments, buddy. I think really, honestly, some of the more level-headed comments over the last couple of days. Some people getting very bearish. Some people saying that this is not going to last. Look, overall, I think this is early on and potentially a trend change here, especially with how long this last trend ran. And we just need to watch some of these near-term resistance and support levels to see just how big a market correction could be or just how much money could flow into some of these safer assets. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, take care, Corey.